It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast. March 22nd marks this year's National Law Enforcement Officer Hall of Fame induction ceremony, dedicated to honoring the brilliant men and women and canines who risk their lives to make the world a safer place. Each year, the judges panel receives countless stories of officers who go above and beyond to make a difference within their communities. Every day, law enforcement officers put their lives on the line to protect complete strangers. They do their job not for recognition, but instead to uphold the law and to be a force for good. That's why the organization is dedicated to highlighting these stories of bravery and service. Megan Stockberger is the co-founder and board chairman of the National Law Enforcement Officer Hall of Fame. She joins me now to highlight this incredible honor. Megan, tell me about the National Law Enforcement Hall of Fame. How did this come about?
Sure. So Adam Davenport and I were friends in high school, and I started my own event planning business in 2009. And he was running a program called the Entrepreneurial Business Excellence Hall of Fame Awards. And my dad is a retired law enforcement officer, and he attended one of the events that I planned with Adam. And he asked us why we weren't doing something like this for law enforcement. And we kind of looked at each other and we didn't really have a good answer. And I said, there has to be something out there. So Adam and I got to work and we're doing research and realized no one was doing anything like this. So we started small, local, a lunch in Northwest Ohio with 60 people our first year. And then it grew into a national program in 2019 where we honor officers from across the country. And so our goal from here is to make sure that we're sharing those positive stories in law enforcement. There's over 700,000 law enforcement officers in this country, and we want to focus on the positive stories. And so that's the main reason this was created. In the future, we would like to have a free and anonymous mental health care program for law enforcement so we can facilitate anything that they kind of need. So we're not only planning to honor these law enforcement officers, but we also want to help them with any health issues they have, any struggles they're having in their lives, and so that they know that they're supported completely, not just with an award, you know, and a fancy dinner, but we completely have their back.
Right. And what can we expect from the ceremony itself this year?
What's so wonderful about the ceremony is we do a little, it's a great mixture. We have Sheriff Wayburn from Tarrant County as our MC, who is amazing, and he's going to have his Tarrant County Sheriff's Office present the colors. And then Dave Bray USA, who sings at all of the National Law Enforcement Memorial ceremonies and across the country. He is a vet, and he will be performing different musical performances throughout the evening. And then the dinner, cocktail, networking hour, and then the program begins, where we just give everyone their moment to shine and awards. And then there's a memorial section, of course, to honor the officers that have fallen since our last ceremony.
And how are the inductees selected?
So the inductees are selected by an anonymous judges panel made up of law enforcement officers. Adam and myself have nothing to do with that. Anyone can be nominated. You can be nominated by your partner, someone on the force, someone in your family. And then we collect the additional information after we receive the nomination to make sure that we get your file correct and everything is up to date. But basically, it's anyone that's retired, currently working, and or posthumous in good standing. And they can be nominated from across the country. And then they are sent to the judges panel and they deliver us their selections. But of course, it's not easy because everyone's pretty much deserving of this type of an award.
We're going to take a quick break. More from our guest after this.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Megan, tell me about some of this year's worthy inductees.
So I think the first one that I'd like to talk about a little bit is Tom Smith, who is receiving our Shira Rumsberg Lifetime Achievement Award. And the reason I want to talk about that is because this kind of example is gives you an example of who we're looking for in honorees. He's retired, and yet he's still giving up his days to try and further help the law enforcement community, or anyone for that matter, investigating. So the point of kind of getting into the Hall of Fame, it's these officers that choose this as a lifetime career. It's not just a job. They go into it for the experiences and how to help people. And that's what they actually really care about. And that story, his partner, Dan Murphy, nominated him. And as soon as we read it, I mean, I had met him, but I had no idea the career he worked with. I mean, he's worked with saving, you know, people overseas in Afghanistan and rescuing people there on cases he can't even talk about. And so it was really important for us to honor him because he completely embodies the Lifetime Achievement Award, as in he's still doing it. He's still here. And he has made a career in lifetime out of his choice in the career, I should say. And then I would love to talk about Derek Diggs, who's receiving our Founders Award, a little bit more. So our Founders Award was created because we knew that when we went national, we wouldn't necessarily always be in our hometown's home state of Ohio. So we wanted to make sure we honored people from there always. And so that is why we created the Founders Award. And Derek Diggs is an incredible example of why we need law enforcement officers like him. He came in and was chief at Toledo Police Department, and he absolutely set the bar high and made the city safer. He retired from there and decided that he wasn't done making the world safer place. So he went down to Fort Myers. And like I said, he made that the third safest city in Florida in his short time there. And it's a shame that he passed away. But not only did he do those things for the departments, but his son also works for the sheriff's office here in Ohio. And he carries on kind of his dad's legacy. And so all of them are coming, which is incredible. We have both departments and Derek Diggs' entire family coming down to accept the award. So it just shows how much it means that his memory is going to be kept alive and that we can help honor him continuously, and he'll be forever remembered as our Founders Award. So this year we have the Canine Fox and Hound Foundation Canine Hero Award. We have never had that award, and past winner Cheryl McCollum from last year came to us and said, you absolutely have to take care of these canines. And to be honest, we just didn't think about it at the time, and we totally agreed with her. So this year we accepted nominations from across the country, and actually Billy Cushing is the handler from Braintree, Massachusetts Police Department. And his canine is Canine Kit that passed away. He saved two officers as well as his partner, Billy Cushing, but he died and was shot in the process. However, his handler, Billy Cushing, is not giving up on his legacy and his dream. As you know, a lot of these canines become best friends, family members. And so he created the Canine Kit Foundation. And that's how he continuously honors Kit's name and gives back to other canines. And then Karen Doss from the Canine Fox and Hound Foundation has been instrumental in actually helping him previously before he was awarded this award, and continues to help that foundation and other canines across the country. It's kind of just an incredible story about how they are so close and they develop that bond, and it was ripped away immediately, but he did his job just like any other officer would do. And so we're very excited to meet Billy Cushing and to honor Canine Kit. And there's a few surprises for him that are going to be given on Friday night. So we're very excited for that too.
Yeah, I had the honor of meeting Officer Cushing at Congress. Actually, it was at the Animals at War and Peace award ceremony, and Canine Kit there, the Animals in War and Peace give awards to the animals. So this year it was seven canines that were inducted, but in the past it's included birds and horses that have played instrumental roles in service to this country and in wartime. And it was just a deeply moving experience. And Canine Kit died in the light of duty you know, absorbing three bullets meant for humans. Three other officers, including Officer Cushing, as you said, were also hit. Officer Cushing was shot five times. And it was a successful apprehension. That's the thing, that those dogs, those canines, they
Correct.
Really don't
Yep.
fail. And my heart goes out to the Braintree, Massachusetts Police Department, who are still mourning Canine Kit, along with Officer Cushing. And as you said, I mean, he started the Canine Kit Foundation. So if anyone wants to learn more, please look up the Canine Kit Foundation, which serves as a facilitator, sort of connecting members of the public and the support that canine teams around the country need and deserve that our legislature still hasn't, frankly, provided for them. So
Absolutely.
On that note, tell me how people can get involved, how people can find you and support and submit their own nominations for law enforcement members.
Absolutely. So when you go to our website, which is www.nationalleohalloffame.com, you will find the different sections there with our current sponsors. For example, we're very lucky to have the support of Bear Arms Tactical, the NRA, both of the Balls is huge, and they've come in to support us. CLE and TMPA are here, and they represent all of Texas law enforcement, so we're very honored to have them. People from past years, For Science, Complete Solution Group. So you'll be able to see all of that, and then you also have a nomination page. The program will be up on Friday, so you can look at all the winners and different information on the event. And then also, we're, you know, all sold out of tickets, which is fantastic. We can't wait for next year, which we'll definitely talk to you about that. But everything will always be updated on our websites. We're so excited. It will be on Facebook Live on our Facebook page if people want to join in at 7:30 Central Time. And they'll be able to take a look at the ceremony. And of course, we'll have everything after. But we really just need help with donations and sponsorships to keep going so that we can start that mental health program and continue to help these law enforcement officers across the country, because they deserve our support and they deserve to have the positive stories told. And I really appreciate you having us on to talk about those stories. And it means a lot to have the support of people like you that understand the importance of what these law enforcement and canines do for us.
Thank you for that. I feel as you do, where I'm just a messenger for the heroes among us, the angels among us who deserve to have their stories shared and their legacies and their work, their service honored. And on that note, so just final question, and sort of you've touched on it, but why is it so important that we recognize the sacrifices of these men and women and canine, these officers that serve us in uniform and in out?
So I'll give you a little bit of a personal story, and that will kind of explain my attachment to the Hall of Fame and what the importance of it is. My dad is a retired Toledo police officer. And one example is when we were children, he would go to underprivileged houses and see kids that were living how they shouldn't and needed food, clothes, you name it. And he would always take my sister and I over there during the holidays, and we would bring toys, food for the family, and things like that. So that's like one small example just to show you, no one knew that he was doing those things. You know, it's not like our law enforcement officers make the most money, and they're doing that out of their own time, their own pocket. So it's things like that, and it's the fact that anyone that we've honored, anyone that we will honor, will tell you, I don't need this, I don't do the job to get the recognition, but thank you. Thank you, because it makes us feel like we have support and that we're not alone. And so that is really Adam and I's drive moving forward, is to let them know that we have their back in more ways than one. Because like you said, you and I are just the messenger. I have a personal connection to law enforcement, but unless you've done the job, you really don't have any idea what they go through every day.
Mm. Megan Stockberger, thank you. Thank you for your service. It takes such a community. Thank you for your father's service and for founding the National Law Enforcement Hall of Fame. We are so grateful for you and this preservation, this messaging of the legacies and the service of all of these incredibly deserving individuals. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you so much, Emily.
To hear more stories like this, you can listen to our past episodes on the Fox True Crime Podcast. Go to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts to listen and subscribe. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. If you have a story or topic you want to hear on the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at truecrimepodcast@fox.com.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.